Hello, this is Todd Spencer. Welcome to the Lectio Divina When in Doubt podcast, where we take one of the scripture texts for the coming Sunday from the lectionary and meditate and pray with it. I'd like to begin this week with a few words from one of my favorite authors, Brennan Manning. Manning says, "When I get honest, I admit I am a bundle of paradoxes. I believe and I doubt. I hope and get discouraged. I love and I hate. I feel bad about feeling good and feel guilty about not feeling guilty. I am trusting and suspicious. I am honest and I still play games. Aristotle said I am a rational animal. I say I am an angel with an incredible capacity for beer. To live by grace means to acknowledge my whole life story, the light side and the dark. In admitting my shadow side, I learn who I am and what God's grace means." As Thomas Merton put it, "A saint is not someone who is good, but who experiences the goodness of God." To live by grace means to acknowledge my whole life story, the light and the dark. I don't know about you, but contemplative practices perpetually put me in front of those paradoxes that I carry with me, much like Manning stated here. And we get to experience God's goodness. And that's what transforms us. Our honest look at ourselves that we can't help but see, experience, and feel in the quiet of prayer, of meditation, of silence. We experience our paradoxes, and God does not turn God's face away. So let's enter into this with hope. We have it, God's goodness. We can experience it, not because we're good, but because God is good. So thank you for joining me. As the music plays, I invite you to take some time to breathe and just accept and receive that beautiful gift of air that God gives to you and to me freely, not because we're good, but because God is good. Let's go to God now as we prepare ourselves to listen for God in the scripture. I'm going to be inviting us into meditation and prayer with this ancient text from Psalm chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. This first time through, I encourage you just to allow the words to flow over you as you become acquainted with the text. Listen. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the heavens, he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and nothing is hid from its heat. This next time through, I invite you to listen for an image or perhaps a feeling that might stay with you as a gift that lands into your heart, into your inner landscape, to the middle of who you are. Listen for a image or a feeling. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the heavens, he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and nothing is hid from its heat. I'll read the text one more time and invite you to notice if there is a word or a phrase that stays with you from the text, or even between the text, between the lines, between the words. Sometimes a word or phrase comes to us that is not directly from the reading, but from God, that, and God squeezing it through in the white space between the words. But listen, see if there's a word or a phrase. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the heavens he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs its course through with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them. And nothing is hid from its heat. Well, I encourage you to stay with whatever the gift was that especially is echoing within you. What was the word or phrase or image or feeling that most stirs up your sense of its giftedness to you? Take some time to be with it, meditate on it, maybe journal about it. Try to be as objective as possible about what kind of word, phrase, image, or feeling it is. What is its tone? What is its color? And then make that turn back to God again and invite God to share more of what this gift might be for you today. And as I often say, stay with you. This is your time with God. Try not to run after what this gift could be for someone else in your life, but stay with you. See if God wants to share more nudges or drawings with your heart with this gift. And then, as always, I invite you to take some unhurried time and silence, sitting there with the real reality of who you are, just being still in the compassionate smile of God, in silence with God, in God's silence, before concluding your time in meditation and prayer. I thank you for joining me today, and I pray God's blessings of peace upon you and upon yours, wherever you are in the world. As you listen right now, know this: God's peace, God's beloved grace is resting upon you, and I invite you to receive it. Peace.